Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for joining us here on the 20th of September, the year 2016. All right, folks, this week's edition of Dating Today is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can find out more information about this incredible nonprofit by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. That's MASONCIVIC.org, masoncivic.org. Folks, now if you were not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to improve the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, and more specifically within Hudson County. Now you can visit their office Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. by going to 1200 Washington Street in the uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the birthplace of baseball. And, of course, old Blue Eyes himself, the late, great Frank Sinatra in Hoboken, folks. You can also dial the Mason Civic League at their office number, 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. You can also write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org. Also, please check them out on Facebook by just searching for the Mason Civic League. And please like their page. Great following. And I'm proud to announce, obviously, that the Mason Civic League is a sponsor for my upcoming breast cancer event next month coming from Son Cubano. And speaking of Son Cubano, again, another great sponsor on here, you can check out their wonderful website, which is www.soncubanonj.com. That's SONCUBANONJ.com. Now, folks, Son Cubano is located conveniently right outside of Manhattan at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. Now, you can visit them Monday through Friday at their great location. And if you're looking to make a lunch, dinner, or any special occasion that's important to you, make sure you dial their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Once again, 201-399-2020. Now, Son Cubano, for those of you that are not aware, is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine with the beautiful skyline of Manhattan right in the background to enjoy, again, 7 days a week. You can make sure you like them on Facebook, folks. Also, if you are an Instagram and Twitter user, make sure you follow them both on Instagram and Twitter. They're wonderful social media pages. They advertise their menu. It's just a phenomenal venue, and it's actually the host venue for the 2016 edition of A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. And I'll tell you more information about my breast cancer fundraiser coming up later in the broadcast. But again, special thanks to Son Cubano and the Mason Civic League. They're the reason that you're listening to Dating Today with Fernando Uribe here on blogtalkradio.com. Folks, again, I want to thank you from wherever and however you're tuning in here tonight. It's the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You can listen to it from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. And again, I want to thank all my listeners tonight who make it a point to tune in, and not just tonight, but every single week, whether it's here in New Jersey, right across the river in Manhattan, all the way down to Raleigh, North Carolina, Miami, Florida, Dallas, Texas, home of my Dallas Cowboys here, back to 1-1 on the young season, so happy to see that. Even all the way out in Bakersfield, California. We actually have some new listeners today, actually, in Houston. A couple of old friends from grad school letting me know that they are actually tuning in. So thankful for that as well. As listen, Dating Today is nationwide here in the good old US of A. So again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Folks, the toll-free hotline tonight to call in and opine, as always, is 646-649-1926. Once again, 646-649-1926. If you wish to call in and share your thoughts about tonight's topic or anything involving today's dating scene, you can also write to the show's inbox, which is ProfessorFUJ@gmail.com. Once again, ProfessorFUJ@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you don't already, make sure you follow me on Twitter, at TheAmazingUribe, and also on Instagram. You can find me by just typing in my name, Fernando Uribe, or just look up my Instagram name, at your_favorite_Fernando. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you enough about the amount of follows and likes on social media, how it keeps you growing each and every week. And again, I thank you, my loyal listeners, for staying committed to the podcast and really showing me your allegiance here to the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice you'll find anywhere online. It's only here on Blog Talk Radio with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Folks, again, hope you had a wonderful weekend. Again, fall is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, I think fall is just about here to later tomorrow on the 21st of September. So my favorite time of the year, of course, and what can I tell you? You know, football season well underway, both college and pro. So happy to see my Rutgers Scarlet Knights win and bump their records up to 2-1. Of course, as I mentioned before, my Dallas Cowboys at 1-1 in the young season here. So very happy about that. And again, folks, it's the fall. Leaves change color, you know. That pumpkin spice latte becomes sort of a part of your routine on a daily basis now by going to Dunkin' or Starbucks. So obviously for those of you that like that beverage, you know, this is your time of year. Of course, folks, it's that that era, you know, for you to pull out the hoodies and sleep with a blanket now. It's, you know, nice to be nice and snuggly and relaxed during the cool, breezy autumn evenings here that we have upon us. So, again, hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Again, and for all my students listening in, I hope you're having a great 2016 semester, fall semester, excuse me. I know I am with my students, and I have a great bunch of students this semester who are making my classes interesting and illuminating, to say the least. So definitely the semester's off to a great start. And again, for all of us to sort of back in the routine, whether it's back to work, back to school, regardless, you know, I thank you all for tuning in here each and every week on blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe. You really, the amount of listens, both live and also in the archives, remains consistent, and the audience is great. I can't say enough about how lucky I am to have the best listeners I could hope for here on Blog Talk Radio. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to sort of cover an issue that I know tends to be a really, you know, it tends to be a one that I think a lot of guys that I've talked to sometimes raise in conversation, and it can be one that, you know, I don't think it's that complicated, but for some reason, you know, I hear from different people that I know, both male and female, on the concept of a successful woman and what the challenges could be of dating a successful woman. And I've said this plenty of times here on the podcast, folks, on previous occasions, you know, in terms of dating different types of profiles and types in my dating history, that's never bothered me. That's never been something that I have ever struggled with, in the sense of, you know, having a particular type when it comes to profession and what someone chooses as their occupation. That's not something that I really sort of, I fixate on. I know some people do, and that's fine. I mean, that's, you know, different strokes for different folks, but it's not something that I've ever really been consumed by. You know, I've always been more preoccupied in terms of how well I gel with a woman, in terms of, you know, quite frankly, am I someone that's, you know, compatible with them, and vice versa. And, you know, as listen, we know that women occupy a significant place in the labor force in the United States. They've been doing so for quite some time. And regardless of that, though, even today, some men still struggle with the concept. Some men still struggle with having to cope with the idea of a woman that's just as successful as they are, or maybe more so. And that bothers some men. And I'll tell you right now, honestly, it's never bothered me. in the instances that I dated a woman who, you know, if I want to quantify them as more successful or making more money than me, I mean, that's just not something that's ever really bothered me. And tonight, for the guys listening in, you know, maybe that they're feeling a little self-conscious, or maybe their self-esteem isn't where it should be. I'm going to tell you tonight why dating a successful woman is not a problem. And I know many guys that I've talked to, buddies of mine, have said, you know, that they think that dating a successful woman is a hassle. And I'll tell you right now, that's absolute false right there. It's just something that isn't true. And listen, is it a reality that some men have trouble dating a self-aware, established, and independent woman? Yes. So let me be very clear. Some men do, but thankfully not all. And that's really what I wanted to focus on tonight, because that's not the case. And that's something that I want the guys listening in tonight to really wrap their head around this concept. You know, right now, folks, in 2016 and for some time, you know, society no longer assumes that men are going to take on the breadwinner and the protective role in a household. You know, women have definitely changed what it means to be successful and independent. But one of the things I've noticed, and again, in some of the research I've done, and also going back and looking at my chapters and editing and looking back at what I've written so far, believe it or not, even to this day, some successful and independent women find themselves struggling in their dating lives. And tonight, really what I want to sort of delve into is the question, why? Why is that? Why does that tend to happen when it really shouldn't? And I'm going to tell you the reasons why this happened. The first one I can think of is that, again, this is just from some notes I wrote down on my index card here for tonight's show. And the first thing that came to mind was that some men, can feel emasculated when a woman takes on the stereotypically, you know, quote, male role of the breadwinner. And the problem is that some men can turn this on themselves and they feel that they've failed as a man. And this sometimes can put pressure on a relationship, or worse, it can create a dynamic where the people in the couple themselves are trying to constantly outdo each other. And listen, successful women can be intimidating to some men. Not to me. That's never really bothered me. But the reality is that successful women want to also be appreciated. They want to be respected by their partners. Listen, the times have been changing for, you know, a good while now. And it's important to welcome this change with open arms. And you know what? In my lifetime, when I've dated women that have been as successful as me, or more so, whether it means having more degrees than me, which is kind of hard, but you know, let's just say for the sake of argument that's happened. Not really, but for the most part, you know, they've been up there comparably in terms of their academic preparation and background. I've dated women that have made more money than me. Hell, I'm dating a woman now that makes a significant amount of more money than I do. And that's never bothered me. I'm actually glad. I'm happy, you know. I'm glad that she's independent like that, that she makes a very good living, that she can, you know, come out of pocket, you know, for a meal. I mean, I don't know when lately, but I mean – when, you know, when it happens, you know, I can't remember when, but the reality is that when it can happen, it will. And, you know, that's reassuring as a guy. Listen, we've been raised for as long as our development has begun for us to, you know, be the provider, to be the breadwinner in a relationship. And listen, I get into the chivalry aspect of it and when men pay. I've already covered those episodes already. But the reality is that some men are intimidated by that. And I can tell you guys that, you know what, you should welcome this. Okay, if you're dating a woman who's as successful as you, if not more, maybe they make tons of more money than you, that's great. Because when you think about it, you pool your money together, that's going to be a nice pot to live on. You know what I'm saying? So it's not something you should refrain from. It's not something you should sort of reject and say, you know, I feel emasculated. I don't feel as, you know, manly. Guys, listen, enough with that. That's very passe, okay? If you have that luxury and have that opportunity to date a woman like that and she contributes into the relationship in that way, that's a blessing. And trust me, you know, I've dated women who are flat broke, okay? I've dated women who are actresses, who are bartenders. And normally when you need a bartender, you think, okay, well, she makes a pretty decent living. She's not broke. Well, it depends where they work at, you know. But the reality is that I've dated musicians. I've dated artists. I've dated actresses. And those aren't always very lucrative professions early on. So I know what it's like to date a woman who's broke. And I've also known what it's like to date a woman who makes a very good living. I remember one of my first relationships right after my divorce. I remember dating an attorney who was, you know what, very successful, an accomplished attorney, worked at a very prestigious firm in the city, made sick money. And you know what? That never bothered me. It never bothered me because it was something that, hey, listen, at the end of the day, she's dating me for me. She's not dating me for my status. She's not dating me for my money. She's dating me and what I bring to the table in terms of my, you know, my attributes and my personality and stuff like that. And that's really, guys, that's what you need to focus on, you know? And, you know, one of the things, and I can understand how some men can be a little subconscious about it. I get it, you know? If you don't have a high level of confidence or self-esteem, this can really consume you. And, you know, a couple, you know, another reason I sort of want to delve into tonight why, you know, men sometimes struggle with this is that, you know, some men believe that very successful women may have high expectations. And you know what? The reality is that they might, but that's okay. Listen, it's perfectly acceptable for a woman to have expectations and standards for their partner. You know, you have to give love the time it needs to flourish. And don't be intimidated by this. You know, I've always believed that both parties need to be clear about what they want in a partner right from the start. You know, you have to be realistic, but also be honest. And I think that, you know, some men feel that, you know, maybe the woman's overly demanding or they're expecting way too much in terms of what you're supposed to bring to the table because they're so successful. Maybe, you know, their standards are very high. And that's all right. Listen, I've dated women who've had very high standards and, you know, have said to me, you know what, I look at, imagine, these are some women that have had good careers, who are very educated, accomplished, and stuff like that. And, you know, that's never once bothered me. If anything, I've embraced that. You know, when I can date, you know, my intellectual equal or my professional equal in some regards, you know. And sometimes I think we sort of fall into the trap of, well, what's our professional equal or what's our intellectual equal? You know, is it having the same amount of degrees? Is it earning the same type of income? Is it having the same type of, you know, professional status? Listen, that's a really subjective conversation, ladies and gentlemen. And it's something that as a couple, I think you have to sort of come to grips with. And as I said, you know, as a guy, we're used to having high standards. And believe it or not, gentlemen, women for some time now have also been taught from a very young age, okay, that having high standards is something that they should also embrace. So when you're able to come together and meet common ground, compromise, or, you know, meet in the middle, as they say, that's when you know the relationship has the possibility of flourishing. Okay? Now, one of the things that I know I've come across in conversations with buddies of mine when they've attempted to date women that are more successful than they are in some capacity is that, you know, some men are under the impression that successful women are too busy to sustain a successful relationship. And that's not necessarily true. Okay? It might seem like work is always number one for successful women, but that's not always the case. Because the reality is that she does want to spend time with those that are close to her. Okay? Just because she's dominant in the workplace doesn't mean that she has to be dominant at home. And that's one of the things that I really want to convey tonight to the guys listening here to the podcast. When you date a woman who is successful and independent and, you know, make good money, don't rely on a man for any sort of financial sustenance, you might think, oh, well, you know, they're too busy for their own good. They're not interested in sustaining a relationship. And I'll tell you honestly right now, that's not always the case. Now, have I dated women who are workaholics and are very consumed with work and are very consumed with, you know, not working a conventional 9-to-5 and they're working, you know, 50, 60 hours a week? Yeah, that can be problematic. And I can tell you that from experience, I've dated women like that, especially, you know, dating as much as I have, especially in New York City, where it's not hard to find a professional woman for the most part. That's always been a challenge. That's always been a challenge, I think, because some women work certain type of schedules that can be infuriating. You know, as an academic, leading up to the premise of becoming an academic, I remember being in grad school and teaching part-time and then transitioning to full-time academia. The reality is that, you know, some women found that schedule to be great, and that was awesome. They knew that I'd be very flexible. They knew that seeing them wouldn't be a problem. But on the flip side, when I had to date women who worked 50, 60, 70 hours a week, I mean, that was a challenge. And I think that would certainly lead to some hostility and some tension, because the first thing on my mind, I was like, well, listen, are you married to your job? Am I going to see you? Are we going to get together? And don't get me wrong, you know, I'm the type of guy, as many guys, that likes their space, that enjoys, you know, their alone time, whether it's being at home, playing video games, or being at home binge watching on Netflix or Hulu in general. But, you know, when you're into a woman and you're emotionally invested in her, you do want to see her, not just because you want to have sex and, you know, you want to get intimate, but it's only because of that. But, you know, you genuinely enjoy your time. And when you're struggling to do that, that could be a bit of an issue. So I think early on, you have to sort of not set the boundaries, but as you get to know her, you know, make sure that you reinforce the fact that you want to see her, that you're making time for her, so she should make time for you. You know, it's something I think that isn't out of the realm of possibility, but you do have to talk about it. You just can't expect it to sort of just flourish without working on it as well. Another, I think, misconception I think a lot of guys have when it comes to dealing with successful women is that, you know, many men think that successful women only live alone or want to live alone. And that's wrong. That's actually not accurate. You know, successful women, for the most part, do not want to settle in their relationships, just like they haven't settled in their careers. You know, they have strived for the best in their careers, so they want to strive for the best in their relationships. You know, they can do things on their own. They don't need a man to help them, per se. Now, again, many women still want to spend time with a partner, but that can mean living with them, but it doesn't necessarily mean right away or even something that they'll embrace right away. Another thing that's really important, I think, to keep in mind here, especially for the guys listening tonight, is that, you know, mindless, unproductive conversations don't fly with independent women, okay? The vast majority of independent and powerful women are educated, you know? These are women that have goals, they have ambitions, so they want meaningful conversations on real subjects that matter to them. So the reality is, if you want to keep her, you have to keep up with her. And, you know, coming from, you know, and again, I'll sort of, you know, look back in my dating history, it's something that, well, I've never struggled. I'm someone that is very talkative. I can carry a conversation. I like to think of myself as someone that's pretty knowledgeable in the realm of, you know, dialogue and communication. So, you know, by and large, if I have to have a conversation with a girlfriend when I've had to, especially, you know, ones that are successful, I've never struggled. I pride myself on being someone who is well-read, who likes to continue reading, who continues to enjoy learning. And I think that that's a quality that I've always heard from in terms of the women I've dated, that they'll say to me, hey, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're intelligent, not book smart. You know, I've had conversations where I'm like, Fernando, it's not just about you being book smart. It's about you being life smart and being knowledgeable about different things, you know, whether it's where you've traveled or what food you've eaten or people you've come into contact with, different cultures, different ethnicities. I mean, I think those are elements that successful women look for in a conversation, that you can bring a lot to the table. Is it nice to know about pop culture? Is it nice to know about meaningless things such as, you know, keeping up with the Kardashians or watching E or, I don't know, what's, you know, trending on Instagram and Snapchat? You know, I get that. And that's, for some women, that's important, I guess, you know, and certainly successful women sort of fall back on that as recreation or a pastime, you know. But it's important, like I said, to be knowledgeable, to bring some to the table. Again, listen, you don't have to have a PhD. Okay, you don't have to have you don't even have to have a master's degree, but, you know, be invested in the conversation. Make it a point to learn about what she likes. Make it a point to learn about what's going on in the world. Make it a point to just be well read, because successful women are drawn to that. Not just the physical, okay? You have to physically be attracted to each other, but at the same time, you know, arousing her mind, you know, tweaking her intellectual curiosity. That's a great way to keep a woman. Trust me, it works. And, you know, another one, and really the last thing I want to share with you tonight is that there really should not be any fight for power. You know, being independent has nothing to do with a burning desire for a woman to fight for power in a relationship. You know, more often than not, in some cases, independent women are misrepresented as individuals who are always fighting for the upper hand. Now listen, and for the guys listening tonight, you know, please keep this in mind. Understand that you can most definitely benefit from being with a strong woman. She may love you hard, but guess what? She may end up surprising you. So really, you know, don't be intimidated by her success. You know, instead, what you should be doing is be grateful and be delighted that you found someone exceptional. Understand that, listen, there is something intrinsically fascinating about an independent woman. Understand that she's not going to diminish your self-worth. Okay? She's going, if she's with you, it's because she wants to be with you. And for the ladies tonight, listen, rest assured and be proud of the fact that there's absolutely nothing wrong with being successful or independent. You should never downplay your qualifications, your skills, or your passions, okay? Especially if it's just to make someone feel happy or comfortable. No, don't do that, ladies. Don't shortchange yourselves. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't sell yourself short. If you're successful and great at what you do, you know what? Be proud of that. And if the guy is a catch and the guy respects you and the guy is happy about you being his equal or maybe even more successful than he is, you know what? The guy loves you and the guy really is emotionally invested in you. That's not going to matter because as a couple, you're going to grow together. You're going to blossom together. And like I said, if for nothing else, if she's more successful than you, guys, she'll pick up a check once in a while for dinner, okay? That'll happen. I mean, maybe not all the time. I mean, maybe, who knows, maybe months and months and months go by, you know, without her, you know, coming out of the pocket for something. But regardless, know that that'll benefit you. Not in a superficial sense. I'm not saying that, you know, oh, you'll get, like, really expensive Christmas gifts and you'll get really expensive birthday gifts and that's well worth it. No, it's not about that. It's about the fact you can blossom together as a couple. Not just because of the finances, but you can grow together, you know? So definitely, like I said, I hope that tonight's podcast has been helpful to everybody, especially the guys, because there's nothing wrong with dating successful women. If anything, it's a benefit and a blessing. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast tonight, folks. And if you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, listen, never fear. You can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernandoUribe. And all of my episodes are there free of charge. You can listen to them from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. Folks, again, I want to thank my sponsors this week, the Mason Civic League. Again, check them out at www.masoncivic.org. You can call them at 201-706-8088 or visit their office, 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make sure you can also write to their inbox as well, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook, folks. They're a great page. Check them out. Their social media is outstanding. Also, folks, I want to thank Son Cubano. Check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. You can call their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. And you can visit their great establishment 7 days a week, which is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. Folks, don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight to the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You guessed it. It's every week right here, Dating Today with Fernando Uribe on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, North Bergen, New Jersey, where my successful woman resides and hopefully, you know, maybe, you know, comes out of pocket for a meal hopefully soon. All right. I love you, baby. And as always, stay classy, everyone.